Welcome to True Crime South Africa. There's a pretty good chance you know who I am, but if you happen to be listening to this random episode as your first, which would be incredibly strange, I'm Nicole Engelbrecht, and I'm popping into your feed today to give you an update on what you can expect on TCSA over the next few months and to share some of the stuff I'm up to. So you hopefully understand when you see different things in your feed, and also perhaps not as regularly as you're used to. If you've been a listener for a while, you'll know that this incredible podcast journey has led to me becoming a published author for the first time in 2022. Since then, I've published another two books, and it's been quite a ride to try and balance the podcast and the books and all the other stuff I get to do. But I continue to be incredibly grateful for every single opportunity and the honour of being able to tell these stories. And really, a lot of that has to do with you, True Crime South Africa listener, because your ongoing support has helped me to be able to spread my wings into different kinds of storytelling and increase awareness for victims of violent crime in South Africa. I always knew that the first half of 2025 was going to be insane, but its true level of craziness has caught me a little off guard. The last few and the next 2 months are packed with book events to begin with. I've already done quite a few, as you'll know if you follow along on the socials. Next weekend, I'm at the Franschhoek Literary Festival to promote the book I co-authored with Dr. Bryn Hodgkiss, and I'm going to be presenting my very first masterclass in true crime writing. If you're in the area, you can book tickets for both those events on the Franschhoek Literary Festival's website. Then, the weekend after that, I'm going to be at the Kingsmead Book Fair in Johannesburg. The really cool thing about these book events is that I get to meet TCSA listeners in real life. A lot of the time, the people attending haven't actually read the books yet, or even fans of reading at all. But they come out to say hi, and I absolutely love that. So please do come say hi if you're in the area of any of these events. I'm also thinking of doing a live True Crime South Africa recording event at some point this year, maybe to coincide with episode 200. What do you think about that idea? Would you attend something like that? Let me know in the comments, and also tell me where you're located so I can get a feel for area interest. In between that, you'll probably have noticed that I've been helping to promote the new CakeNet series, Nikki's, and I'm putting together a few episodes on that case, which I'll release in the TCSA feed later this month. In addition, I'm also working on another cool project with a European journalist, which will be based around a pretty notorious organized crime figure with South African ties. For all those listeners who've been asking for video content for the podcast, and I've been insisting I'm allergic to video, this is going to be for you. That is being partially recorded in May and will probably be released in June. Phew, what else? Oh yes, just to add some garnish to the dish, I'm also in the final stages of writing my fourth book, which is due with the publishers, you guessed it, at the end of May. I'm actually super excited about this one because it's very closely linked to the podcast, and you're going to get updates and new info on a bunch of the cases you've been asking about. So what does this have to do with True Crime South Africa, Nicole, you may be asking? Well, clearly, it means that me putting out one full brand new episode every week in May and probably the first 2 weeks of June is going to be a little difficult. Every episode takes a bunch of research. Sometimes just the judgment in the case is up to 150 pages of reading. But don't despair. Somehow, I will give you at least two brand new episodes this month, And then I'm also going to be trying something new. True Crime South Africa is now up to 183 episodes, which is honestly insane. And I know that there are those serious OG listeners who've listened to every single episode twice, but I also know, because I can see the numbers, that there are also a lot of the back catalogue of episodes that haven't got as much traction as they should. So what you'll be seeing in the feed this month, and for part of June at least, is something I'm going to call rewind episodes. I'm going to dig out some of those older episodes, give the sound some little tweaks, and maybe add in a quick section at the back where I give some more information about the case that's come out since I first released it. I have absolutely no doubts that many of you are going to find some gem episodes that you didn't even know existed. Also, don't forget that there are 51 episodes in the Patreon feed that you can get access to from just $1 a month. I had planned to put the Patreon price up in March because it's been the same price for the last 6 years, but I decided to hold off on that until I'm regularly releasing again to give everyone the opportunity to access those episodes while they're waiting for me to screw my head back into place and get back to some semblance of normality. So take advantage of that if you'd like to and if you can, because every Patreon member's contribution helps hugely to keep the podcast going. Those 150-page judgments don't read themselves. Right, so I think that about sums up the madness that is my life right now, and you've got an idea of what to expect over the next few weeks. Please know that no matter where I am or what I'm doing, this podcast is always my priority. Because it really is the reason I get to do all this stuff. And it certainly bears repeating that you are one of the reasons behind that. If you think listening to episodes, interacting on social media, sharing episodes, or joining Patreon are small gestures, think again. Your support of this podcast has quite literally changed the trajectory of my life. And in turn, you're making a real difference in the lives of victims of violent crime in South Africa. And I don't say that lightly. So, True Crime South Africa listener, thank you for being you, for listening, for supporting, for cheering me on, and encouraging me. As I wade through these next few wild weeks, I carry you with me. And I am forever grateful for your support. I'll see you in the feed, on the socials, or at the events. And I'll chat to you soon.